Unfortunately, we're experiencing an alarm.
A fire alarm going off a few minutes into the live debate was probably the most unpredictable part of the night. Republican Secretary of State Brian Kemp reminded viewers about his plan to stop street gangs. Democrat Stacey Abrams continued her push for Medicaid expansion, and both major candidates sparred over voting rights. At a campaign stop last week, Abrams said that undocumented and documented people were part of a so-called blue wave of support in Georgia, and Kemp accused her of wanting non-citizens to vote for her in the election. Abrams denied the claim and brought up numerous voter rights lawsuits brought against Kemp during his tenure as Secretary of State.
And in fact, we took you to court in 2016, and a federal judge said that you illegally canceled 34,000 registrations. You used the exact same system, the exact match system that is under dispute right now.
Kemp countered by pointing to Georgia's record-setting voter registration, adding it is, quote, easier to vote and harder to cheat.
If you look at the numbers, minority participation in Georgia is up 23%. We have 1 million more people on our voter rolls today than we had when I took office.
Libertarian candidate Ted Metz, who has a fraction of the name recognition and the fundraising totals of his two opponents, said voter suppression is not a big issue, but having only two parties is. Election Day is November 6th. You can find all of our election coverage online at gpbnews.org. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.